Back again. That was John Heisman's Colosseum there, with Walking in the Park, which is not a James Bond song, it's a Graham Bond song. Now, the reason I got jogged into playing that, one thing is that we put it on the record player and it just made us feel good. So that's reason enough. But also, I bought some new faders for the mixing desk, for the studio mixing desk, and they came... took me a lot of finding. I found them on the interweb thing, and they came from a company that was run by a man called Tony Reeves, and I got an email from this Tony Reeves, and I thought about it. I thought, I wonder if he's the Tony Reeves that played the bass in Colosseum. And so I emailed him, and he was. So there you go, and the faders are all fixed up. I doubt if he listens to this show, but if he does, jolly good, thank you, job well done, etc. And I'm a terrific Coliseum fan, which is probably embarrassing, but what the hell, at my age, you'd be on that kind of thing.
I've been finding somebody. Nobody knows where the riverside comes. Say they're outraged on the banks of the river. Somebody pulls out a big fat gun. Shoot him down. He's the one with the hands and blood. Shoot him down. He's the one with the hands and blood. Shoot him down. He ain't no good. He's the savior. He's yours. He's mine, 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 mine. Stretching and a retching and a looking for the riverside. Stretching and a retching, looking for the riverside. Stretching and a retching and a looking for the riverside. Binding and a finding, got to find the riverside. Hey! Finding! Find a riverside. Yeah, that's the one. Save it.
and a wretched and a looking
for the river fire.
Kevin Coyne was Saviour. That's from the matching Head and Feet album, which came out, I think, in 1974, and is enjoyable in spite of, how shall I put this, featuring Andy Summers on the guitar. I mean, Andy Summers wasn't always bad. He was in Zoot Money's Big Roll Band and also Dandelion's Chariot and on the Great Transition album from Zoot Money before doing that with Kevin Coyne. And then, unfortunately, joining the Odious Police, who the kind of band that caused me to have punch-ups at dinner parties. All that Deo Deo sing-along rubbish in between the message in a bottle stuff and cod reggae and everything. Possibly the worst band in the world. Unforgivable for the cod reggae. And also that Live Aid business. They all talk about how much money was raised, but no one ever talks about what was done with it. And if that money had done any good, I can imagine that those people, Sting, Bob Geldof and all that lot, would have been the first people to be trumpeting about it. The fact that they aren't makes me think that it didn't. This is for our fan Damien from North London. I said I'd play him a record and I'm going to because he's a great guy. This is the Ethiopians.
Got today.
lips, cause the cover girl's so hot. Music for your every mood. Now every mood is good. Come along with me. Come along with me. Come along with me. Come on, you know you should. Hey, record man, what's your plan?
Team that bought you McGinty and White. Well, half of the McGinty and White team. That's Joe McGinty's other outfit. I hesitate to use the word project because it's such a ghastly word. Yes, because the word project seems to conjure up images of people sitting in wine bars discussing stuff that they're actually not going to do. But this is something that's been done. Joe McGinty's band's or outfit or project called Circuit Parade, and the album is called Negative Land, and that was called Vinyl It Is. Hey Record Man, what have you got for me today? Well, I think we'll have some Ike and Tina Turner.
Try to break our hearts.
I can almost smell the burning dust on the valves there in the Gold Star studio. That was Hold On Baby, and that's obviously Ike and Tina Turner. Well, I mean, if you were listening, it's obvious. If you weren't, you might not know. I found this thing in a record shop in Atlanta called Feed Your Head. And the guy in there was very nice, and I think we did some sort of swap. But anyway, we ended up with this Denny Lane album called Holidays, which is him and Paul McCartney doing Buddy Holly songs. It sort of only half makes sense to me. I love Denny Lane's voice, but he doesn't seem to sing on most of it. I've never heard it before. Anyway, I was talking to Robert Coyne the other day because we're going to do a tour in Belgium. I think it's more likely a prison sentence in Ghent, actually. It's a tribute to Kevin Coyne. We're going to be a Kevin Coyne tribute band. Amy's the keyboard player, I'm the bass player, Robert Coyne is the guitar player, and there's a drummer and John Langford involved too. And I believe Brendan Croker's going to do something as well. But it made me think that I should really have played more tracks off Robert's solo album, because it's really good. So this is Midnight Everywhere from Robert's solo album. And we'll see you in Belgium.
Charge it overnight. How many hours of battery life? And the speakers, what are they like? Really an amazing sound, coming on in leaps and bounds, low and high end, very nice blend. If you buy it yesterday, the way that I do, 1 in 20 units makes your dreams come true. I got the bathrobe, I'm gonna try it on, and baby don't look. You got the light glow in the right place. I can see the two of us years from now. But baby, don't look down. Would you fall off the ground? I wanna hold your hand. Jewels reserve the most. Is it midnight everywhere now? Look what I found lying about. See if you can pick me out. Is this fine wine from the new world? If you buy it yesterday, units makes your face turn blue. I like a nice red, I like a firm bed, and a good book. How do I know? I really love you though, I really need.
But we won't be stepping into our Kevin Coyne suits and Kevin Coyne wigs and Kevin Coyne boots until September. No, until December. In November, though, we're touring with Yola Tango. Thanks for listening. Leave your comments, complaints and everything at the usual www.thinginyjig.com. And I'll see you next week with any luck. I might be having to make this show fortnightly in the near future due to touring and stuff like that. But I'll do what I can. Thank you. Bye-bye.